Hey guys, welcome back to Be Real with Nick and Hannah. I'm Hannah.
I'm Nick.
And this is episode 2. Super exciting. Today we are talking about spring break. We've been back now for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
What'd you do over spring break? Anything fun?
Yeah, me and my roommate, John Nicosia, we're both from like the same area back home. We, on like the Sunday before we left, or the weekend before we left, our parents called us and said, like, they surprised us with, like, a trip to Florida. So me, John, and our moms went to St. Pete Beach by Tampa.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it was real fun. We went from Monday morning to Wednesday night.
Yeah, you came back. You were looking tan. I mean, you still look tan.
Yeah.
I'm really jealous.
I love it. Yeah, it was so much fun.
I went to the gym last night, and I was like, ooh, I need some self-tanner in my life because I can't wait for warm weather.
Yeah,
I love warm weather. I like the four seasons, but summer is my favorite.
I would say fall's mine.
Because of football?
Yeah, and my birthday, and I just love the weather.
My birthday's in the fall, too.
Boom.
Boom.
You're October, aren't you?
No. You're October.
I know my birthday.
I know that you're October, because I'm September.
Oh, yes,
that's it. We had this conversation
before.
Yes, that's
it. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. So, my spring break...
Yeah, what'd you do?
Nothing. Like, absolutely cool. Nothing. I actually took advantage of not doing a single thing.
Yeah, it actually sounds relaxing.
I was, like, looking at social media, and so many people were in Florida. So many people were, like, doing stuff and made me jealous. But at the same time, I was like, thank goodness I'm not doing anything. Like, I wanted to be with people who were in Florida, but at the same time, when I was watching them from my bed, I was like, okay, my bed's really comfy.
Yeah, definitely.
So I took advantage of it. I was also applying for jobs over spring break, which doesn't sound fun either.
What jobs? Like, what companies?
A bunch of different companies, but mostly, like, marketing jobs, anything with communications, event planning stuff. So that's what I did over spring break.
Nice.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
The most boring spring break one could have.
But that's definitely relaxing, though. I got back Wednesday, so like Thursday, Friday. I came back here Saturday, so like Thursday, Friday, I was relaxing.
Yeah,
very nice.
The week leading up to spring break, I wanted to do absolutely nothing. Like, once we were still in school.
Yeah, me too.
I was over it.
Yeah, and I needed a break.
Yeah, shout out to Dawn Benfer.
Yeah.
She was like,
Mimi.
Yeah, Mimi. Love you, Mimi.
Love you.
At our practicum class Monday night, she's like, how's everyone doing? And we always have to give her like a thumbs up, a thumbs in the middle, or thumbs down. My thumb was down. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Please give me spring break. And thank God we had spring break because I needed the reset.
Yeah, me too.
So did you like do touristy stuff when you were in Florida?
No.
Or just kind of take advantage of the sun, the sand?
Yeah, our hotel was like on the beach. So every day we're out there by 11.
Oh, yeah. I went to Fort Lauderdale my junior year.
Nice.
And that was really fun. That was like our spring break. Actually, no, we went after the school year.
Nice. Who'd you go with?
I went with like a bunch of the girls that I roomed with
last
year. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it was a good time. I really liked Florida. I would go back to Florida.
Oh, yeah. I love Florida. I've been there. I've been where I went this spring break like twice already.
Really?
Yeah, I went my freshman year here.
Well, Florida was the first time I was on a plane.
Really?
First time I flew somewhere. Yeah, I clearly don't get out much. I flew the first time there. I cried.
Junior year?
Yeah, I cried.
Oh, there you go.
What's wrong with junior year?
I mean, you're a little old.
Well, it was my first time flying.
Yeah, okay, you're right. My bad.
And we had to wear masks, and my mask was gray, so you can see, like, the tears soaking into my mask.
That's funny.
Yeah. But then I went abroad this this winter for our go trip, and I went to Puerto Rico, which was really nice, but that was my second time flying. And
did you cry?
No. It went much better this time. I did. I was really anxious, though. But I was, like, sweating buckets. I had a pack deodorant in my bag carry-on to put on because I was definitely freaking out.
Yeah, I'm not... I like flying, but, like, taking off and, like, in midair when there's turbulence and we shake, I freak out. And when we land, too, I'm like, all right, let's get it over with.
Well, when I went to Fort Lauderdale, we flew United. and it was like a smaller plane. And then when we went to Puerto Rico, it was like a American Airlines, and it was like a really big plane. So yeah. I felt better on the bigger plane than the smaller plane. Mm-hmm. And when we went to Fort Lauderdale, I was in the aisle seat, which I thought I would like, because like the thought of looking out the window and seeing that like I'm not touching the ground like would freak me out. But then when we went to Puerto Rico, I sat in the middle seat on the way there, and on the way back I sat by the window, and I actually liked the window seat.
Oh yeah, I love it. I always get that seat. I have to.
Middle seat, no go.
No, middle seat's never a go.
Sucked. But I don't mind the aisle seat either, because then I can kind of put my legs out.
Yeah. I did that. Like I flew to Florida, and like there and back, I was in the like the aisle seat, mm-hmm. and I like stick my leg out, cuz like obviously it's a small yeah. space, and I'm a bigger dude.
Yeah.
And I had my headphones in, like watching a movie, and my leg would just get hit by a cart by like the flight
attendants.
Oh
yeah.
They don't even say anything. So.
Oh, see, I was nervous. So I always like, I paid attention yeah. like to put my foot in. I love when they go around with the cart though. I like getting myself a soda and a little yeah. snack.
The little 5 pretzels you get.
Yeah. I think there's yeah. more than 5.
That's pretty small.
It helped with my nerves. Yeah, just sit there and like munch on something. Yeah. Okay. So since we're talking about warm weather, summer, do you have anything special planned for the summer?
Special. Actually, yes. Me and our last guest, Brandon Bouchel.
Okay. Yeah.
Our friend who transferred. He was here our freshman and sophomore year. He transferred to Widener. Yeah, his name is Jeffrey Chaplin. Mm-hmm. And like mid-fall, I think it was, he called us and he said like his family's going to Nashville for his 21st. So, and his mom wanted to invite me and him. So we're going June.
Shut up!
Yeah, we're going June 9th to the 12th, I think. So it's a weekend. So I got that planned. And then other than that, just...
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm so jealous.
I can't wait.
I think if you were to ask me right now, a place I wanted to go that was like in the States, Nashville.
Yeah. I am so excited. We keep talking about it. And it's only like 2 months away now. 2.5 months, yeah. I think it is.
Oh my gosh. Do you go to the beach with your family?
Yeah.
At all,
I mean, I'm only where I live. It's only like an hour. I go on a lot of day trips with my friends. It's only an hour away. But
what beach?
Lavalette.
Okay.
Yeah. But when me and my family, we always go on a week vacation. So uh-huh. we go to Wildwood, like mid July usually.
I think because like hopefully I'll have a job by the summer. Like that's my ultimate goal, is to have a job, and then, you know, since I'll finally be getting a steady income.
Yeah.
I would like to plan a trip to Nashville. Yeah. Like hopefully like over the summer sometime too. Like I hope
the
to have
flight,
a
the flight wasn't that bad. I think it was like $350 there and back.
Yeah.
Together.
Well, are you leaving on like a Friday, Saturday type of thing? Because I think they're usually more expensive.
He's been texting us. Like the flight changed like times wise, like 3 different times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know that Friday to Sunday, I think flights are more expensive because yeah, it's a weekend.
They could be, yeah.
But yeah, no, I would like to do something spontaneous this summer and try to talk my mom into doing it with me, because usually when I go out and go on trips, it's like with friends, which I don't even do that often. But I would like to do something with my mom. So I might come up with something to do. We wanted to go to the Finger Lakes last spring.
Yeah.
That never happened.
The where? Wait, what was
the
that?
Finger Lakes.
What's that?
It's in New York. A bunch of like wineries and stuff.
Oh, cool, cool.
Like nothing crazy, but.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Sounds
fun.
Yeah, just like a little girls trip type of thing is what I want to do. We'll probably end up going to like Jersey somewhere to some beach, but I want to do something different, like something fun so I can take a lot of pictures and whatnot. But over the summer, I go to Long Beach Island.
Oh, LBI.
LBI.
I've been there like twice. I'm not really a fan of it, to be honest with you.
It's really, I think I like it because it's like really like chill.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lot of
it's
to,
not
a
like a
do.
Party beach yeah. or anything.
It's very calm.
Yeah, and I go there for a week with my family.
Do you know where you stay? Like Ship Bottom?
Or Surf City.
Surf City.
Yeah, we stay in Surf City. There's actually another family that lives in Salins Grove, and they have a beach house down there. And so, like, when they're not there, we go for, like, a week.
Oh, cool. That's dope.
And I usually go with my grandparents, my mom, my brother,
You bring your dogs?
No, we don't.
Finn won't experience it.
I don't know if my mom is gonna like go to the beach and like not take him this year because yeah. he's still like a puppy. And we used to have these people that like would dog sit him, but they moved out of state. Ooh, so
that's not good.
Yeah, so we might have a puppy go with us. My mom, my grandma loves Finn. Mm-hmm. So I think if we were to ask, we might, you know, be able to convince her to say like, yeah. Nice. Yeah, nothing else. I probably will have a job by the summer. I go to the that's beach good. Every year.
Yeah.
I actually
excited
went to
for Nashville.
Yeah. I'm, so excited. I'm excited for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's definitely a place. I would love to go back to Florida though. I also want to go to Arizona.
Arizona?
My aunt and uncle. Well, it's like my mom's aunt and uncle. Mm-hmm. They live out there. But like I always see pictures of like Sedona, Arizona and stuff like that. It's just warm all the time.
It looks beautiful.
Oh wait.
What?
I think I know other than the beach, which we usually go in July, but in August my aunt and uncle that live in Arizona, during the summer, like here, they have a cabin up in Canada. So in the summer here, they go up to their cabin in Canada. And I haven't been up there since I was in like middle school. And last year, my grandparents, my aunt and uncle, like everyone went and we didn't go because my mom and my brother didn't have passports. Mm. So I think my mom just filled out applications for the both of them to get their passports. So nice. I think in August we're going to go
to Canada.
To Canada. It's cool. So fun. And they just got like a new boat and everything. So yeah. it will be really fun. So
that's going to be fun.
I think that's
a plan. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Cause we wanted to go last year, but someone didn't have a passport. I got my passport for Puerto Rico and then obviously it's a US territory. So then I didn't need it.
Yeah.
But now I have it, so.
And why not use it?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't spend all that money for it. Come on. Yeah,
exactly.
I can use that elsewhere. So, yeah, I'm excited for the summer. I don't know. Depending on where I get a job, I might get an apartment. So I might be moving.
Whoa. That'd be crazy. Get out of town.
Finally. No, I love Sam's Grove. But there's this one place in particular that I really like and I had a second interview with and it's in Harrisburg. It's an hour commute, but like everyone works in Harrisburg, so it'd be longer than an hour. Yeah, obviously
traffic and stuff.
Yeah, so but someone else from SU who is graduating this year with me, we've been friends since before coming to SU, and she's looking at jobs in the Harrisburg area and stuff like that, so we might get an apartment together.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Which would be ideal.
Are you close friends with her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's it?
Macy Schnorr.
She's a senior?
Yep. She's a townie, too. She's not from Salem's Grove.
Does she live on campus?
Yeah. Macy's, like, for sure moving out and getting her own apartment. Me, on the other hand, might stay home and commute an hour and just, like, save up money. Yeah, so I might be getting an apartment. Might not. Not really sure. Still thinking about it. But
that'd be cool. That'd be nice.
Part of me wants to save up money. Part of me...
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad
idea. Wants to get the heck out of town, experience some new scenery.
Something else, yeah.
But, yeah, nothing crazy.
It's cool. So speaking of vacations and everything, what would be your dream vacation?
So I said, like, in the States, I would want to go to Nashville or Arizona. But out of state, Mykonos. It just looks really pretty. It's like a bunch of white buildings and it's like on the water and it looks really pretty. Or like Italy.
Yeah.
For sure. And I would take my mom with me because she really wants to go to Italy too. I'm not Italian whatsoever. But
really?
No, but...
really?
But I like the only thing I consume are carbs. And it's pasta, and I could eat, like, a loaf of bread, and it's just, it's so good. So I think that...
You'll have fun there.
Oh, yeah. So I think Italy, when it's, like, warm there, whatever. Is it warm there all the... No, it's not warm there all the time. I would want to go to Italy, but then I would want to go somewhere, like, tropical, like Mykonos or, like, Thailand or Bora Bora or something like that.
Nice. That'd be cool.
Yeah. So Those are like my dream vacations in the States and out of the States. But if I had a, okay, wait, I'll ask you the same question. What are yours? Because then I'll have a follow-up question.
All right, cool. Out of the States would be, that would be like Spain. Because like my, I'm Spanish, obviously, but I'm not really like that into like
the culture.
Yeah, the culture and stuff. Yeah. But my dad's dad, so I'm like Spain. I forget what part, but that'd be cool to go back and like see everything there.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. But like in the States, I've been to like 26 states already. So,
jeez.
Yeah, me and my family took a lot of road trips when we were younger.
I think
so. I didn't really stop in every. Like, I stopped in every state, and like I've been through them. But like,
yeah.
I mean, I've been to most of like 20. I think 26 or something.
Ooh,
like that.
I drove to Georgia once with my grandparents. That nice, was a nice. Heck of a drive.
Yeah, it's very down. Like, yeah.
Georgia was really pretty.
Yeah, I've been there. So I went to Savannah. Savannah's Georgia. Yeah.
I went to this. Jekyll nice Island, it's called.
Nice.
It was really pretty. But yeah, anyhow.
Yeah. So probably in the States would probably be like, I would say Arizona too, to be honest with you. Like mm-hmm. you said before.
Mm-hmm.
Just because like I've been to California, like San Diego, Texas.
I have family in San Diego.
Yeah. I love San Diego. It was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to move out there if I had the chance. Be cool.
To California?
Like San Diego. Yeah, San Diego area.
I don't think I would ever. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like a far-fetched to do. Yeah. But I mean, if I had the opportunity yeah. and like it would work out, yeah, I loved it. It was so cool.
Yeah, I would probably say Arizona or like Colorado or something like that.
Well, I also want to go to Hawaii really bad.
Mm. Go trip?
Nah, they're not offering it in the winter.
I was gonna, can you not go do a go your own way?
I think we can. Actually, I don't know.
There was a lot of people. When I was like before going abroad, there was a lot of people when I was asking them, oh, where are you going? They were like, oh, I did my go your own way. And I was like, there was like a lot of people, more people. Like my roommates from last year did that. They did a go your own way thing. Really? Yeah. So why not do it? If I had a quarter right now and you could only pick like, oh, well, I guess it was only a follow up question for me.
What, tell me, finish it.
Well, I was gonna say, like, because I was like, oh, I would want to go to Bora Bora, Thailand, like all this stuff, or like in the States I would want to go to Arizona or like whatever. So I was like, if I had a quarter and could only pick two places and whatever it landed on, mm-hmm. I would have a hard time choosing like what I would put on each side of the quarter.
Oh yeah, no, me too, definitely. There's more places.
Well, you only said Arizona and yeah. Spain, so
I mean, yeah, and Hawaii, but like if I
oh yeah
thinking about it, there's definitely more places I would want to go. I just don't know, you know.
Yeah. That was dumb follow up because I was basically only thinking about myself.
Nice.
Wow. Wait, one of my favorite things to do.
What is it?
Because I traveled for soccer all the time. Staying in a hotel and waking up and getting a continental breakfast.
Oh. Yeah.
So good.
They're always good.
Like, I would go to a hotel just to stay there to wake up in the morning to eat the continental breakfast. It's an all-you-can-eat type
yeah.
of thing. Like,
yeah, it's cool.
Waffle maker, pancakes, sausage, eggs, like, everything is there. And you can just roll out of your bed and you can take it up with you or you can eat it downstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good time.
That's one of my favorite things about staying in a hotel.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, next topic, which is like completely off topic of summer and warm weather, March Madness.
Boom.
You can take the lead on this one. I don't have much to say about it, but I figured you can voice your opinion, then whoever listens, you know, might be able to relate.
Yeah, true. In my opinion, March Madness this year has been crazy because like...
A lot of upsets.
Yeah, a lot of upsets.
I know that.
Yeah.
And there,
a lot of upsets, like higher ranked teams doing really good. Like this is the first Final Four without a one seed since like 1980 something, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, maybe I was just saying that, but I think I saw that somewhere like the other day. But
who'd you have winning?
I had Alabama. They lost last round.
Mm.
Or the round before that, I forget. They lost this past weekend.
Yep.
But the first, like the 64 games, the first round
mm-hmm.
in the bracket I made me and my friends made like a group for it.
Mm-hmm.
I got 4 games wrong. So
that's good, right?
Yeah.
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 That's, yeah, my brother, he made brackets. He made like 7 of them.
Yeah, I made like 6.
Yeah, and one of his brackets, though, he put like $10 in with his friends, like whatever, and it was this past weekend when they had games going on, and he was in first place. So I don't know how
nice.
Oh, he had Gonzaga winning.
Mm-hmm. They lost.
Yes.
Yeah, me and my friends do it just for fun. Like, we don't put any money into it.
Yeah. Well, my brother did the same thing last year with his friends. They all put money in it, and then no one gave up their money.
No,
so
yeah.
I think it's just kind of like
they'll say they'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't do it. But I usually make a bracket. Like, not I make like 1 or 2,
mm-hmm.
Just for fun, because I don't really follow basketball at all. So I just like to see if I'm like even close to being right.
Yeah.
And I made 4 brackets when the Sweet 16 started because I forgot to make a bracket at the beginning.
There you go. Yeah.
So I started with the Sweet 16, and I mean, it wasn't really good at all. but one of the teams that I like, for some reason, every time I had the TV on or my brother had the TV on, I always watched Xavier play, and I thought they were like really good.
They're usually good. When did they lose? They lost in the Sweet 16 against Texas.
I had them going to the, I had them beating Texas, which probably was like.
I mean, they're both ranked. There's the 2 first 3, I think.
Yeah.
So it's not like a bad rank. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I had UCLA winning with my brackets. I had UCLA winning, Alabama winning, and Gonzaga winning, the 3 brackets I made, and all of them.
Yeah.
Lost.
Yeah, everyone I had winning. It was most. I think 5 out of my 6 were Alabama.
Ooh.
Yeah, so hard hit.
See, I picked different teams to win, thinking that maybe that was like a smarter idea because maybe I could have won, but no. Yeah. I also really liked watching Kansas State.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah.
That who's that? Their one player? He's like really good, like number one. Like he's like their point guard.
Oh, yeah, I forgot his name, but. He had like 19 assists in the one game.
And then he hurt like his ankle or something.
Yeah,
like, yeah, he was really good. He was fun to watch. And I don't know much. I get the gist of basketball, but I don't know much about it. And I never know anything about any of the teams. I just look at like the bracket and base it off of like their rankings.
Yeah.
Like, 12 is playing 2. Gonna pick 2. Like, that's what I do.
Yeah.
But, or I'm also the type of girl to pick it off of like their jersey color, like if it's like a cool color
or like a logo or like something.
Yeah, I do that. I'm that person. Like, oh, this team's got to be really good if their like logo looks like this.
Yeah.
So that's basically how I pick my teams to win and whatnot. But yeah, I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I could never put money on it.
Yeah.
And win.
Mm-hmm.
No shot.
Hey, beginner's luck. You never know.
But I did watch the UNC game. They won, but then what happened? They needed like other teams to win or
they
lose.
They didn't make the tournament this year.
Yeah.
First time in a while. I'm a UNC fan, so kind of hurt.
Yeah.
When they needed like just 2 teams to lose, or they needed to win the last like 4. I think they won 3 or something like that, so they didn't get it.
What was well, I feel like maybe you'll say Duke then because you like UNC, but like what was one team like you were like, they need a, like I want this team and need this team to lose?
Definitely Duke.
Yeah, okay.
Other than that, I mean, I didn't really hate anyone else. But I think I didn't really like Purdue either, so I'm kind of happy when they lost because they lost to a Jersey team too. And Fairleigh Dickinson's like by my house.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was kind of like happy about that. Even though I had Purdue in my Final Four.
FDU, is that what they were? What was that one team that like made it kind of far? And I feel like it started with an F.
Yeah, FAU, during the Final Four.
I just said FDU.
Yeah, it's Fairleigh Dickinson University.
Okay.
FAU is Florida Atlantic.
Okay. My brother had them going pretty far, I think, too.
Yeah, they're
because I was cheering. They beat Kansas State, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted Kansas State to win that game.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, I'm not a big purple person.
I liked the purple.
I actually don't think I own a single thing that's purple.
Me either, but I would wear it purple if I had it, but I just don't own anything. All right, so final four are San Diego State versus FAU, and then Miami versus UConn. Who do you think is winning the San Diego State game and versus?
Wait, can I see their logos real quick? I need to like not okay. I'm not basing it just off that. I just need to like look.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm picking UConn.
That's my favorite right now to win. I think they're going to win the whole thing. They're playing really well.
I think I've seen it was Xavier and UConn. I like watched a lot of their games for some reason. Every time they were on, it happened to be on. San Diego State, FAU. I'm going to say FAU, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going with FAU
because
too.
They beat Kansas State.
Yeah.
So clearly they're just like the better team.
Because
mm-hmm. Who's San Diego State?
They're good.
Okay.
But it's always been the Owls. It's always been the Owls.
We're going UConn, FAU. What if that happens?
UConn. Well, Brandon Bouchel's little sister goes to FAU.
Oh.
So we kind of have like a reason to root for him. So.
Okay. If FAU and UConn are going to the championships, I'm going UConn.
So am I. That is too good.
That's what I'm going with.
Also,
FAU is 9?
Yeah, they're ranked high. There's a kid on FAU, I think he's number 2 or 4, that has family from my town. So, I mean, that'd be pretty cool, too. So, I'm kind of rooting for him.
So, you basically know who he is personally.
No.
That's the way my mind works.
No, I don't know him personally. I just know that.
Oh, yeah, the one player from FAU, his parents are from my hometown. So, like, I basically know him.
Are you serious?
No.
No, you're lying. All right. I don't know. You made it sound really, really, really real.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, my town page posted when they won like the first game or the second game,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a picture like him and like people from like Verona.
Yeah.
I don't know who the people are from Verona, but
mm-hmm.
I just know that they're like, related, so I'm rooting for that. Pretty cool.
Yeah. So so we have like the same.
Yeah, basically. We want the same two. Same.
I'll
two
have
teams
to like ask my brother about it because he'll probably
say. He'll know more.
I feel like he'll probably say FAU.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's like America's team right now. Everyone's rooting for him.
Why? Because like they're seeded 9.
Yeah, I mean they're high seeded.
Why are they high seeded? But they're in the final four.
That's just how it happens. The power. It all comes down to like certain stuff when they rank teams.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well. Even though like their record, I think. Their record this year is 35-3. Like they're the 9 seed.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they only lost 3 games.
Someone with the ranking here should get fired.
And like Miami is 29-7 and they're a 5 seed. So I mean, it all comes down to like the strength of schedule, I think, and stuff, and like the power points they get or something. I forget, but it all comes down to like that.
Whoever's doing the seeding needs to be fired because clearly they suck. Yeah. Well, I remember watching March Madness. I feel like when I was in like maybe I don't remember the last time they were in March Madness, but Bucknell, they used to be in March.
I think they were in it 2018, I think it was.
And when I was in high school, that would have been something like that. But yeah, it was always
on the street, yeah.
And there's a TikToker who used to play for Ohio State, I think. Jimmy Soto. He used to go to Bucknell.
Yes, he transferred, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so cool to, like, think of.
Yeah, that is like, cool.
It's such a small world.
It really is, yeah.
And Bucknell's, like, I don't know. It's just right there. Like, my aant works there. My grandparents live, like, right across from all their, like, athletic fields.
That's
so,
cool.
Like, when I was growing up, I would always just, like, walk across the street to, like, their soccer games and stuff. So, obviously, I'd always have to cheer for them, even though, like,
you're a Seal.
Well, no, not even that I'm from a different town. It was just, like they weren't going to make it far. I'm not going to, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's Bucknell. Like, they're, I feel like, a small Division I school compared to, like, these other, like, schools that are going into March Madness.
Yeah.
So, but it was just always, like, really crazy, like, that they would make it. But I think that's all. We have
no. I got one more question.
Oh God!
What was the old God for?
I don't know.
So this Saturday we got Young Gravy coming to coming here to
perform. Oh, yeah. I just got my ticket today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. You excited for that?
Yes. Yeah. I'm excited.
You sound excited?
Well, I'm like, I don't know. I don't really listen to much of his music until recently.
Me either.
Just because of the concert, right? Yeah. I feel like that's what everyone's doing. But I've seen like podcasts with him in it. Right, yeah. And like I see him on social media on like my TikTok page.
Yeah, he's pretty famous.
Stuff like that. But I haven't really like actually listened to his music. And last year when I went to the spring concert with Waka Flocka and Jesse McCartney, yeah. I knew Jesse McCartney because like I grew up listening to him.
And Waka too.
Yeah.
I that concert was so much fun.
That concert was great. Yeah, like I enjoyed that so much. And I like, I don't know. I feel like what's Young Gravy's like genre of music? Is it rap?
I think so.
Because it's like a very different kind of like rap.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's not that I'm not excited because I'm definitely excited. I got my ticket today. I'm like, oh, yeah. But I'm like, I just don't know what to expect from it.
Yeah, me either.
I felt the vibes before the concert happened last year. Like, I knew this concert was going to be fun. But, yeah. Like, this year, I'm just like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just know of him because of social media.
Yeah, me too.
But never, I don't know. I just never really listened to. How do you think they pick? Who's coming to?
I don't know.
You think they put like names in a hat and pick it out? Like,
I guess so.
I want to be on that committee. That's what I'm doing. That question I asked earlier.
Yeah.
What's something you want to do before graduating?
Yeah, that's what you
want to
do.
I'm joining the committee.
for 4 weeks.
Yes. Sign me up. I'm picking next year's concert. Yeah. I don't know. Who would you want to have at SU?
I mean, I don't think anyone like really big is ever going to come here.
It's a smaller school. Like, yeah. That's understandable. But, I mean, Waka Flocka was big.
Yeah, but he's, like, old. He's older now.
Yeah, but he's older, but everyone knows his music.
Because we listened to it growing up.
Exactly. But it was just so, it was good.
It was good. I don't know who I would pick. Maybe, like, Fetty Wap. That'd be a good one.
Fetty Wap.
He has, like, a whole album of, like, top 20 songs that I still listen to. Like, I still listen to him. Do you know who that is?
Yeah. He came out 20,
you seem confused. 2016, I think it was.
Yeah, 2016. I was in high school.
Me
and
too.
It was like soccer season. So we would like show up to practices, yeah. Or like we'd pull up to games in like our car and sit in the school parking lot and jam out to Fetty Wap.
I think he would be like, I would love to have him. That'd be cool to get him.
That's actually really good.
Yeah. Cuz he's like older now, not really that big.
No, he like stop. Did he like stop making music or something? Like,
nah, I think he still makes it. Let me check.
Who's like another? I feel like the vibe is like oldies. Like, who's like?
Yeah, people who we grew up listening to.
Yeah.
Now at least.
We have Nick pulling up his Spotify.
Yeah, I'm checking if Fetty Wap still makes music. His latest single was in February this year.
Didn't someone die?
But his last album was 2015.
Didn't his, like, daughter die or something like that? I saw that in an article. I swear to God, if you look it up. I think he had, like, a daughter or someone in his family, like, died.
Yeah, his daughter did die, I think.
Yeah, isn't that sad? She was young, too. That was, like, a while ago. I don't know how I just remembered that.
Oh, that's sad. R.I.P.
I don't
know. It says here that she died in on June 24th, 2021.
How do I remember that? I don't know. That's weird, just like a weird fun.
That's crazy.
Weird fun fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fetty Wap is good. I don't know if I can think of another artist.
Yeah. I would pick Fetty Wap.
1738.
Like, that reminds me of like high school.
No, that would be so good. Yeah. I can't. We had B.O.B.
B.O.B. came here?
Yep.
When?
I think it was even before I was here.
Like,
I think I was a senior in high school.
I would like B.O.B.
I think I was a senior in high school.
That'd be cool.
I'm, like, looking at my artists right now. Black Eyed Peas. Are they still together?
No, I think Fergie left. A while ago, though.
Fergie? What if it was, like that EDM type of music type of thing?
Oh, that'd be pretty cool, too.
Yeah. You think we can get Cardi B?
Oh, God.
Cardi B. Yeah, I can't really think of anyone else that would beat your Fetty Wap selection.
Yeah, goated.
Yeah, that was good. That's a good pick.
Maybe next year, if you're on the committee.
All right, whoever's listening to this, please pass the word on that we want Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap would be ideal. Cool. Well, Hannah won't.
Well, I won't be here, she but won't be here. I mean, I live down the road. I'll be like in my house, like listening to it out the window. Yeah, Fetty Wap for next year's spring concert.
Boom, that'd be lit.
Someone get
someone
that to
get
happen.
It, someone get it done.
All right. Well, are you excited for the concert?
I don't know. I mean, it's probably gonna still be fun. I don't really know anything.
How could you not have fun at a concert?
I mean, yeah, and it's free, so.
Yeah.
True.
So I'm looking forward to it. I'm trying to, who else did we have? Well, we didn't have a spring concert your freshman year, my sophomore year.
Yeah, COVID.
Who did we have my freshman year? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
I don't remember.
How do you not remember?
I don't remember.
All right, fine. I want to know who it was.
We had, when I was in high school too, they had Nick Jonas here.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That was good. I like showed up with all my friends from high school because they had it outside of Deg, like in the grass area there.
So you can just, you
and
went.
There was a tent and I just like walked in.
Whoa. That's cool.
That was the same thing for BOB. They had him in Weber Chapel.
Did you see him?
Who?
BOB.
Yeah.
Were you in high school still?
Yep. Nice. Walked in through the doors, made my way in.
Act like you own the place.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm excited for Saturday. I think it'll be fun. Obviously, like, it's a concert. It's free. You're going with all of your friends. Like, speaking of concerts.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said this in the last episode, but I might be going to a Morgan Wallen concert.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
I don't think you did. Yeah. I might be getting a Morgan Wallen concert ticket for Hershey Park. It is happening May 18th, and graduation's May 20th.
Oh.
So, like, cutting
it close.
Right before graduation. That would be fun.
That'd be fun. Very fun.
But, yeah, I still haven't, like, pulled the plug on it yet. I'm not sure if I want to do that or not. Just because I want to be here for like the senior week before graduating with everyone of thing. But it would be like my first like actual concert other than like going to concerts at SEO.
I mean, that'd be fun. And it's Morgan Wallen, hardest guy.
Okay, I'm not going
to
be.
Hottest guy in country music right now.
I'm not trying to be.
Well, pause. We're cutting this out. Okay. I didn't mean to say like most popular it's like
the,
guy.
Well, okay. It's like the Ryan Reynolds like debate. Like, have you not seen that? Where like.
No, I haven't. What is it?
For like the longest time, like if you were to ask a guy who was like the hottest guy in like on this planet, like guys were saying like Ryan Reynolds, and it was like a big thing that Ryan Reynolds was like the hottest guy ever.
I never heard of that.
Okay. Cut. Okay, I'm gonna be picky though, because yes, it's Morgan Wallen, and I would, oh my gosh, it would be such a good concert, but he's going on tour with like a bunch of other country artists.
Bailey Zimmerman's one.
Parker McCollum, Ernest, mm-hmm. and Hardy. Hardy will not be at the one in Hershey. Mm. And that
Why?
Is like, I don't know. And that's the like that's the one person that I would also love to see in concert.
I'm a big fan of Hardy too.
So actually, I think he posted a video on TikTok the other day that he is going on tour. He's like coming up with something like that. I don't know. But so if I'm not going to the Morgan Wallen concert, which I don't know why, I'd be stupid to pass it up. But if I don't go, then I think the next big thing that I would want to go to is the Hardy concert.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, but that is it for the podcast episode, I think, unless you have anything else to add.
No, ma'am. That's it.
All right. Well, this is episode 2. It will be going up on it's a Tuesday. Look for our episode on WQSU-FM, The Pulse, their Spotify. That's where you can listen to our first episode. that just came out yesterday.
Boom.
And you can hear this one, and you can hear other students and their podcasts. You can also find their podcasts on that as well. So that is it for us. Peace out.
See ya.
See ya.